Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. If you're tired of guesswork and ready for strategies backed by science, you're in the right place. In today's episode, Chris dives into the fascinating world of behavioral economics and reveals how understanding the quirks of human psychology can transform your marketing effectiveness.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today we're going to spend a little time addressing the age-old question of why people aren't responding to our perfectly logical marketing arguments. We'll look at some powerful behavioral economics principles that you can apply to your marketing, explain how to restructure your offers to align with how humans actually make decisions, and give you a simple homework assignment to implement. The reality is, humans aren't the rational decision makers we think we are. I used to craft marketing messages focused entirely on logical benefits and features, wondering why conversion rates stayed flat. But if you spend some time learning about behavioral economics, the study of how people actually make decisions, you might find yourself making some different decisions about how you market. Let's start by talking about loss aversion. People feel the pain of losing something roughly twice as strongly as they feel the pleasure of gaining something equivalent. This is why "don't miss out" often outperforms "gain this benefit." Instead of just highlighting what customers will gain, reframe your messaging to emphasize what they'll lose by not taking action. Consider changing your email subject line from "get 20% extra storage" to "don't lose 20% of your available storage," and see what that does to your open rates. I'd also advise looking at your current calls to action. Wherever you've written about gains, create a version that frames the same benefit as avoiding a loss. Test these against each other, and you'll likely find the loss-framed version performs better. Next up, the paradox of choice. While we think giving customers more options is helpful, too many choices can actually paralyze decision-making and reduce conversions. There was once a software company who offered 9 different subscription tiers. When they reduced these to 3 clearly differentiated options, conversion rates increased dramatically. The reason? They eliminated the mental fatigue that comes with comparing too many options. Here's how to apply this in your own marketing. If you're offering multiple product options or service packages, try creating a featured or most popular option that stands out visually. This gives overwhelmed customers a decision shortcut. For maximum effect, I'd recommend making the middle-priced option your most profitable one. Finally, let's touch on anchoring. The first number people see creates a reference point that influences how they perceive all subsequent numbers. Use this when presenting pricing. By showing a premium option first, even if few people choose it, the mid-tier option suddenly feels like a bargain by comparison. To implement anchoring, try rearranging your pricing display to show the most expensive option first, or mention the original higher price before showing the discounted price, making the deal seem more valuable. Let me offer an additional insight. Social proof isn't just about displaying testimonials. It's most effective when it shows people similar to your target customer taking the desired action. I've found that specificity dramatically increases effectiveness. 87% of marketing managers increase their ROI within 30 days is much more powerful than "customers love our product." Let's get to some homework so you can put these ideas into practice. I want you to pick one marketing message you're currently using, an email, landing page, or ad, and create a version that incorporates loss aversion. Take the primary benefit you're promoting and reframe it to emphasize what the customer will miss out on if they don't act. Run this as an A/B test against your original message for 1 week. This single change often produces the biggest quick win in behavioral economics marketing, and you can implement it in the next 15 minutes. That'll do it for today's episode. I'll see you next time.
You've just heard Chris share how to leverage behavioral economics principles to enhance your marketing effectiveness. By focusing on loss aversion rather than just gains, simplifying choices for your customers, and using anchoring to influence price perception, you can help encourage the behaviors you want to see out of your audience. Join us next time for another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. If you found this helpful, remember to hit that subscribe button and share with a fellow marketer who could benefit. Until next time, keep making your marketing both practical and psychological.